I am Fawn.
And Matt. We're an interracial couple with two kids, wanting to do something that highlights the power of friendship and what it means to be in the company of true friends. We're going to move our society away and out of the loneliness epidemic and into a friendlier, happier world. Welcome to Our Friendly World. Better, stronger, together.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Our Friendly World.
My Lord, I am such a dork sometimes.
Why do you say that?
We always do a sound check before we start, and my Lord, and then we hear back, and I'm like, okay, really?
What do you mean?
Well, just what I'll say inside of a quote-unquote sound check. Hello, 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 hello.
Like those Lord. Answering machines. You know how people would get so awkward about their answering machines? One of my friends, thank goodness she changed that. Even on her voicemail, she would shout, and it hurt my ears. To the point where I would never leave her a message. Like right before that, you know, that message comes up about, please leave me a message. Mm-hmm. I had to hang up quickly because it pierced the ear. Like she was shouting from mountaintop to mountaintop. And it sounded stressful also. But you know how, remember how mm-hmm. People get funny about their voice, but people also get funny about their image. You know, hello.
People do get funny about their image, my Lord, to the point where, like, I've now gotten to a point where if I'm going to leave someone a message, I'm not going to listen to it again, period. I know I if I screwed it up, I'll re-record, but other than that, I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to listen to it to make sure that I'm sending the right nuance. No, forget it.
It's different over here on my end because I have to edit everything, so I have mm-hmm. to hear my own voice. I had to go through a lot. Like, I just almost as bad as not wanting to see pictures of myself. It was listening to my own voice was hard, but I wish I could do it with my image because now I'm totally fine with hearing my voice. I mean, I have to be because that's mm-hmm. my profession. Not the podcast, but voice acting. Anyway, so today we're talking about another episode we did a while ago. We did a show.
A vignette?
We talked about be interested, not interesting. And it was all about when you're meeting people, when you're together with someone, a friend, anybody in a relationship. Any kind of relationship. It mm-hmm. could be a new relationship. You just met someone, a stranger. They're all relationships to me. Right. I consider them. Any contact, any interaction you have with another being, it shouldn't be all about you. Like, I used to give them the whole spiel of exactly who I was. So, like me or leave me. Like, let's just get it over with. So, I told them everything about me, right? And it was all about me. And then I stepped back and I'm learning to ask questions mm-hmm. to be way more interested in them
right.
than about me.
Right.
So really, really getting to a point where you're almost loving them, right, Matt?
Right.
To the point where you're interested in everything they have to say. Asking them questions. And that's a beautiful way to interview somebody. Right.
And I was in a very similar state. I was like, you know what? If they are super into chess, take me on a ride. But what if they're super into, I don't know, let's go way out there. And so my pendulum is sliding back and I want to be interesting.
Well,
not necessarily interested.
Okay, so now we're coming to something in between, maybe, by going to the opposite extreme today. Because we've been thinking about it, and this is my perspective, Matt. Let me know what yours is. But we've been talking about the nosy neighbors.
Yes.
Throughout all the different cities and places we've lived in, the nosy, nosy neighbor who really doesn't care about you but just wants gossip. Like, they want to know... No, you're not like that. Matt made me laugh so hard the first time I heard him say that We lived on Bainbridge Island. I think that's where it was, Matt, right? Mm-hmm. You called yourself Mrs. Kravitz.
Yes, I did, from Bewitched. Abner.
We made this beautiful house. Like, we made it as in, like, we bought it. We, like, completely redid it. And it was this beautiful, modern looking. We didn't have curtains on the windows. We had huge windows. We lived in the forest. But the neighbors were pretty close. And there was one particular neighbor who would go to the edge of the property line and totally listen in on what was going on with us. And then would go to the coffee shop in town where everyone went and totally gossip about us. And so one day I point blank asked him, do you gossip about us? Do you talk to other people about us? He looked kind of like shocked, but he didn't want to lie. So he's like, of course I do.
Of course.
So he did say to me the truth, you know?
Because mm-hmm. when I have nothing to talk about, I feel small. So it's good to have something to talk about.
Oh my God. I mean, please. So I forgot why I brought this up, Matt. We've been talking about nosy neighbors. And then we lived near people who saw us in dire, dire situation, like ambulance being called, blah, blah, blah. Never came out to help, ever. But later on, came out to ask what happened, like a month later.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, so that kind of neighbor led us to talk about recently, like on our podcast, about how they ask all these questions. So they're interested in you, but it became a gossipy thing. So now for me, it's a point of contention. Like, if you are more interested in me rather than being if you're more interested in gossip rather than being interesting yourself, it's a total deal breaker. It's a major turnoff. I have nothing to do with you. I will have nothing to do with you. Anyway, so today we're talking about the opposite, right?
But by the same token, it's like I'm feeling very me-centric when I say be interesting. Like, I need to be interesting.
Yes. No, but that's what I'm trying to say is you also have to be interesting. Because if all someone is doing, not you guys listening, but if, you know, if all people are doing or asking questions, it just becomes a one-sided interview process, right?
Right.
Yeah, you're interested in me, but why? I feel we have to get back to talking about the other side, about really you should be an interesting person for it to gel, for it to mix well, right?
Right.
Well, I don't know. That's what I have to say about it. I'm going to turn it over to you, Matt.
Right. And I won't make any. Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Absolutely. And certainly, at least in my world, if somebody wants to start talking about European chess and they're really into it, I can go on a ride with them because I like to think I'm broadly spectrum and I used to really enjoy playing the Chinese variant of chess. Who cares? But still, I did. My Lord. And that might make me boring, but I'll only talk about that with somebody who's really into chess or really into games or really into... No, that's probably about it. Those are probably the only two instances I'm ever going to talk about that with you.
Well, it could be someone... It could be an example. You could use an example of what's going on in that chess game as a life example,
right,
to someone like me who has no idea what this game is about.
Right. Or maybe as trying to explain part of maybe what I view is the, you know, the big differences between, you know, maybe the Western world and the Eastern world. Who knows? You know, who knows how this might come up? But yes, but I would be very careful to not necessarily show that out. But where I came to it from is, I read an article, gee willikers, that's where I seem to get a lot of interesting ideas. But I read an article about this woman who was just sparking conversations by asking people the most, not necessarily random questions, but she was asking them questions that were interesting to her instead of asking about something that she could perceive from the person she was talking to.
just to see where it would go. And she got like a 75% like engaged in really interesting conversations with people by literally whatever was topmost in her mind. So it was a very selfish conversation, which I thought was interesting because it was selfish and yet giving, because I'm now asking you a question that you respond to or not. Or you just look at me like I'm just insane, and I've been on both sides of that. So one of the ones that sticks out is she literally walked up to somebody and said, "What is your astrological sign?" Boom. It was like, let's run down a rabbit hole. But like, there was nothing about this person that led her to believe that this might be even be a good question to ask them. And what's interesting is what I'll notice myself doing oftentimes is when I'm surrounded by people who are either nervous or uncomfortable, or I get super comfortable, I get super chill. And then all of a sudden I'll start doing exactly what this woman was doing. I'll start asking people really bizarre and interesting to me questions to see what'll spark and what won't spark. So it's fun. I literally, sometimes I'll describe it as like, were you drunk when you were talking to these people? Because I wasn't, but sometimes when I start talking, I'll start getting ahead of myself like a little dog. I'll start getting ahead of myself, or I'll start thinking of, you know, boom, and ping-ponging and trying to infer and not infer. Traditionally, this usually happens in a world where I'm surrounded by people who are in my profession, very technical people who are all feeling very like, because honestly, I think on some level, there's so much imposter syndrome that runs around that people have lost the art of just trying to be comfortable with what they know and, more importantly, don't know. And so when somebody literally comes out and says something they don't know, like when I'm with my little group, my little techie group, I'll say, these are the things that are I'm questioning today, or these are the questions I have. Does anybody know anything about dot, 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 dot? I find that leads to much more interesting conversations than just sitting back and saying, "Why, yes, my name is Matt, and I do this, and I work for at this company, and these are the tech stack." And blah, blah, blah. It's very boring. People, I'm not offering someone any real opportunities to connect with me, but I'm merely protecting myself, is how I feel about it. How do you feel about it, Fawn?
I already told you how I feel about it. I used to hate being around other photographers because it was all just tech, 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 tech. And there was no substance to it. There was no emotion to me other than, look what I can do. F-stop this, shutter speed that. You know, getting to, I guess, the math of it, which bothered me because mm-hmm. I was never good at math, you know? Like,
right.
There is math involved. You have to do fractions, like complicated fractions to me between the distance from the shutter to
right.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer your question. I mean, what do I think about it? I already told you what I think. I'm not a good person when it comes to asking questions. I'm trying to get better mm-hmm. because I'm trying to put more focus on the other person.
Right.
As far as with words, mm-hmm. because I'll do it quietly. I've always done it quietly. I've always embraced people quietly. So for me, it's different. You know, other people would say, well, that's why interviewing people was always a very laborious thing for me on the podcast. I really dislike interviewing people or having people on because then they expect to be interviewed, mm-hmm. quote unquote interviewed, rather than just having a conversation.
Right.
And then, of course, it has to be about whatever product they're selling or, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not into that. I just want to have a conversation. And they get offended if you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do.
So that's why we don't have really a lot of guests on. And when we do, they're pure friends.
Right.
That are willing to just hang out with us. I forgot what I was going to say.
Just wanted you to answer it. It just felt like I was monologuing for too long, frankly. you know, and I took it to a professional viewpoint, but even just, you know, be interesting. Being interested isn't, in my mind at least, it's not enough.
I agree. It's sharing. And if you're just going to be one-sided about it and be interested in them, then how can a relationship form when it's just all about them?
Right, when you're just interviewing.
And then how can it keep on moving and growing if you are not growing and you are not interesting? Because let me tell you, if you tell me the same story twice, I start looking at you like, is something wrong with them?
I know, and then, over the course of 20 years, I've told you the same story more than once.
And every time I'll tell you, Matt.
You 15 know, like, years ago.
Stop. No, because it freaks me out. I'm like, is something wrong with this person? Like, why are they reliving the same thing? And then genuinely starting from scratch with the same body language, with the same emphasis on things and the same pauses in the same exact places, that to me, I'm like, am I hallucinating? Like, is this deja vu? Do they think I'm stupid?
I'm guilty of this.
And then, no, you're not that guilty.
I do have a few stories.
No, but then
set
it gets
pieces.
To a point where I'm like, there's a problem here. Either they think I'm stupid, or they don't remember, or the sad thing is they have rehearsed. They've rehearsed everything. And this is their only go-to to sound or look charming or whatever it is that they think they are by having this kind of conversation. It's very methodically planned and there's nothing behind it. So it makes me immediately stay away from that person.
Right.
And I mean, your family's like that.
My family is very much like that. And I can fall prey to it because I do have a couple of set pieces that are brilliant.
No, I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I mean, how many times have I told the kids, hey, like I'll tell them about, like when we see something, I'm like, we lived there. They're like, wait,
oh,
no,
my Lord,
no.
Yes.
Sometimes it's for emphasis, but that's not rehearsed. It's like, just bringing something up again, like as nostalgia, but it's not a full-blown story.
Right.
That's different. And I don't think you totally go into the same story with the same pauses and the same inflections, Matt. You don't do that. You better not do that. If you do, I definitely will be like, immediately I'll jump on it and say, what are you doing? Why?
True.
But let's see. I don't know if I answered your question.
You did. You did, but, you know, just remember that. There is onus on you. If you take to heart, be interested. If you take that to heart, realize that it is still a conversation and there's still two sides to it. And that's important. And you know, be interesting.
Well, then that's, to me, one of the big reasons why people, their relationships disintegrate is because you're not growing together. You're not interesting. After a while, you're like, oh, you want to move on to something else.
Hey-o.
To someone else. It's true.
Ouch.
What? Is that not true?
No, it's.
I'm talking about substance here. I'm not talking about leaving someone for superficial reasons. I'm
right.
Talking about after a while, don't you feel like you're just occupying space or they're occupying space?
Right. But that kind of starts to open up the a perhaps next subject, which is, you know, always be learning, be growing, you know, challenge your boundaries.
Aren't they
challenge
all
your
intermingled?
They
like
are.
All of these things?
They are. But there's a lot inside of that to unpack as well. That's all.
All right. Well, I can keep on going and I'll probably digress into other subjects. So is there anything else you wanted to
mention?
It's
because you're so darn interesting, darling.
Get out of here. Stop it.
Oh.
See, I know when you're also BSing me.
I was actually being sincere. I'm a little hurt now.
Really?
Yes. Only a little. Because, yes, I realized that it did come across as a little twisted.
I don't know. It sounded sarcastic to me.
I'm sorry, babe.
Sometimes you have that sarcastic tone, so I can't tell. because you're always messing with me. Now you've got the you've also got the kids trained to do the same thing. So I'm like, I don't know if you guys are for real or not. Aww. And you know what? I don't have time for it. So I'm just like, okay, I'll just walk away.
Fair enough.
All right.
All right.
Well, don't end it like that.
Love you, sweet pea.
Love you. Love you guys out there. Thank you for listening. Let's see. Anything else? Okay. Have a beautiful every day.
Be well.